In this bulletin, calls for more Queenslanders to get COVID-19 tests with a case recorded in the state's far north. Prime Minister Scott Morrison dismisses vaccine cash incentives. And in sport, Australia loses the first match of their five-game T20 series against Bangladesh. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Queensland's bracing for more COVID-19 cases as health authorities work to determine if an infection in the state's north poses a risk to the community. The cluster based in Brisbane's west has risen to 47 cases, with 16 new infections announced yesterday. A 17th case was reported in North Queensland on Tuesday afternoon, with contact tracing locations announced in Cairns, Trinity Beach and Yorkeys Knob. A Qantas flight from Brisbane to Cairns on Thursday morning has also been listed. The circumstances are currently being investigated. New South Wales is aiming for 6 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines administered by the end of August, but Premier Gladys Berejiklian says easing restrictions in September will depend on case numbers. The state recorded 199 new locally acquired cases yesterday, with 82 in the community while infectious. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has dismissed a proposal by the federal opposition to reward people who get vaccinated against COVID-19. He's called the Labor idea to pay people $300 for a vaccination an insult to all Australians.
The Leader of the Opposition's proposal is a vote of no confidence and an insult to Australians, suggesting they won't get vaccinated unless you dole out the cash. That is an insult. That is an insult to every Australian. Those 80% of older Australians who've turned up and rolled up their sleeve, Mr. Speaker. They didn't need the cash. They just needed to know that it was good for them, it was good for their family, it was good for their community, and it was good for their country.
Lieutenant General John Frewen, the Coordinator General of the National COVID Task Force, says Australians are getting vaccinated because it's the right thing to do.
We've got really strong signs that the vast majority of Australians intend to come forward to get vaccinated because it's the right thing to do. And that really is the best incentive right now, is to do it for themselves, for their friends, for their families, for their communities, and for the country.
To other news now, and a potential hijack is reportedly unfolding off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. The UK's Maritime Trade Agency hasn't given any details on the vessel or vessels involved. Maritime Trade Operations had issued an earlier warning notice based on a third-party source that advises ships to exercise extreme caution. This particular area in the Arabian Sea leads to the Strait of Hormuz, through which about a fifth of the world's seaborne oil exports flow. An investigation into New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has found that he sexually harassed multiple current and former state government employees. The five-month-long investigation conducted by two outside lawyers described the Cuomo administration as a hostile work environment, adding that it was rife with fear and intimidation. The finding has renewed calls for the Democrats' resignation or impeachment. Mr. Cuomo has strongly denied the accusations.
Trial by newspaper or biased reviews are not the way to find the facts in this matter. I welcome the opportunity for a full and fair review before a judge and a jury, because this just did not happen.
With millions of Americans facing eviction, there are calls for the Biden administration to step in and extend the eviction moratorium. A last-minute attempt to pass a bill through the House of Representatives failed on Friday. The sitting was adjourned and politicians left town for an extended August recess, leaving more than 3.5 million renters in danger of being evicted because the pandemic's caused them to lose their incomes. The White House insists President Joe Biden is doing all he can under legal constraints to keep renters in their homes and landlords paid what they are owed. Missouri Democrat Cori Bush, who before becoming a politician was evicted herself, says the administration should ignore the rules and get on with extending the moratorium as a matter of urgency.
It is not okay to say, just because I don't understand it, that it's okay to let people go out. No. But because I do understand it, I do know what it's like. I do know what it's like to have babies sleeping in a car with trash bags, my belongings, everything I own in trash bags, because I know what that's like. There is no way that I could sit back and be quiet.
To sport now, in the cricket, Australia have lost the first match of their five-game T20 series against Bangladesh by 23 runs. A good Australian bowling effort limited Bangladesh to 7 for 131 in Dhaka. It's the first bilateral T20 series between the two nations. Their four previous encounters at T20 World Cups have been won by Australia. The series is a chance for both teams to prepare for the T20 World Cup in the United Arab Emirates and Oman, which starts in October. And now for a look at today's weather in Perth. It's partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Adelaide showers and 15. Melbourne, a few showers as well and 14. Hobart, a shower or two, 13. Canberra, possible showers, 10 degrees. Wollongong, very windy and sunny, 17. Sydney, windy and sunny again, 17 as well. Newcastle, much the same and 18. Brisbane, becoming windy and sunny, 21. Cairns, sunny, 28. And Darwin, similar conditions, 34 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.